And my And that is music by my guest today, Never Lost. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn, and I want you to please like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting content. My guest today is Grammy Award-winning, platinum-selling recording artist Cece Winans. Her latest album is Believe For It, and the latest single is Believe For It. They are topping the Gospel Album Chart, Gospel Digital Songs Chart, and Top Christian Gospel Album. The debut single from the album was Never Lost. And now we're all into Believe For It. Cece Winans, thank you so much. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Lynn, for having me. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Like I said, off mic, it has been a number of years. I've chatted with you and done interviews down through the years at Urban Network.
Down through the years
and with Inside Gospel. Remember that little program?
Inside Gospel. Wow. What year was that?
We're not going to tell. Because that's going to tell everybody how both you and I are.
Man,
how old
God's
we are.
Faithful. Wow, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. You've had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, multiple awards. You know, you're co-pastoring with your husband, Alvin. You got your two kids, Alvin and Ashley. And you know, how does it feel to be cherished as a gospel icon today?
Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed by God's faithfulness and the love of God and God's people embracing us down through the years, my family and I. There's no words to describe. I'm just grateful. I'm really, really grateful.
You're making it through. And also, you all are seemingly doing well, pushing through this pandemic and releasing an album at the same time.
We were scheduled to release the record or to do the live record at the beginning of last year, probably March, the same week really it started hitting over here, the pandemic. And so, of course, we postponed it. And towards the end of the year, we were able to get in. I just felt it was necessary to go ahead and get it done. Even though we couldn't have, you know, my first live record, you couldn't invite a lot of people to come.
Right, right.
I'm like, okay, Lord. So prayed and invited a few, you know, the guidelines you could have. I think I was maybe 50 people at the time in the building I had. And I called some intercessors to come in so they could pray throughout the whole thing. And my prayer, Lynn, was just, mm-hmm. Lord, let us capture your presence. Just
yes.
Let us capture your presence. And we went in and we did songs that had ministered to us and songs that we knew we could minister to people, especially during this time. And I'm just so grateful the way it turned out. And I'm grateful because I'm hearing the testimonies from this latest project, Believe For It.
Because I was watching you on the TBN special that you did, and I was like, oh my God, Cece is just tearing it up, as my grandmother would say. In the spirit, I was like so moved and so touched. And I'd watched it I believe I was watching it Easter, yeah. So I just wanted to congratulate you for
awesome.
That. It's wonderful,
thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you own your label, right? It's Pure Springs Gospel?
Yes, Pure Springs Gospel. Mm-hmm.
And how is that being a woman of today running her own label and then being a wife and a mother? Your kids are grown, though, so I can't say a whole lot about
that. They're grown. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The label, we have gone through different changes, you know, since I started it years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has really paid off to do more of a partnership with people.
Okay.
And so I partner even with this particular record, Pure Springs partner with Fairtrade. And so their team is doing a lot of the heavy lifting and, you know, because it's very time consuming back when we first started with the employees and stuff that we've had. And the music industry have gone through so many different changes. So now we do more partnerships,
okay.
And that works better, you know.
Mm.
So it doesn't require as much time as, okay. as it did before. But I thank God for being able to have our own label, because you're able to be in more control of what you do and how you represent it, which is so important. Saying that I represent the King of Kings, I want to make sure that I always represent Him well.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about what are the differences that have transpired of that you've paid attention to in the industry, like from when you and BB started with BB and CC Winans up until now. It's been it has been quite a transition, hasn't it? We've seen.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, when I was telling somebody earlier, when I went to before BB and CC ever recorded anything as a duet, we first went to PTL. And when I went to PTL, Jim and Tammy Baker show, PTL show in Charlotte, North Carolina, I was 17 years old, you know?
Wow.
And I'm 56, about to be 57. So that's like 40 years.
Ooh, okay.
It's been 40 years.
Wow.
Of being in the public and singing and worshiping God, and people inviting us into their homes and into their lives. They've allowed us to really be a soundtrack of their lives. So we've seen a lot of transition, a lot of change, a lot of good, and then some things that are not so good. But you just keep going, and God shows His faithfulness in every situation.
Amen, amen. I was going to ask you about some of the ups and the downs, but then you've already said, you know, you got the good, you got the bad, and you just keep on moving.
You have to keep moving, you know, when you're still here, because no matter what happens, even with the pandemic, we didn't know what was going on, but we serve a God who knows all things.
Amen.
And that is so priceless to me, to know that we serve a God who never changes. When all the other things change, things that you thought you could depend on, you know, change, people who you thought you could depend on change.
Yes.
But God never changes. His word never changes. And so it's always been a safe place. It's always been where I run to get wisdom, to get strategy, to get instruction. And God has always proven Himself to be faithful.
And speaking of faithful and being faithful in your music, you have Believe For It out now. That is your first album, non-Christmassy type or holiday album, in 4 years. So what took you so long to get back to recording your solo music?
Well, you know, you get busy with life and you kind of wait until it's time, you know, to do it again. We're pastoring church. My husband and I have been pastoring for 9 years. So before Let Them Fall in Love, which was 4 years ago, my last project, it had been 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It had been a long time. And I'm like, what? That much time went by?
You know what?
I was focused on the church.
Okay.
It was what God wanted us to do at that time. And then I went back in the studio for Let Them Fall in Love. And God really blessed it, you know. And again, you turn around, it's like, it's been 4 years, you know, time. You know, I used to say that, you know, when you're young, you used to say, oh, old people just say time go fast.
Yeah. Now you know what they meant.
Now I guess I'm a part of that generation. I'm like, what? It's been 4 years. So it never really meant for that much time to go by, but it was just, I just wait on when it's time to go back in. You know, you begin to pray and you discuss things and you're deciding what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and that's always my prayer. Lord, let me do what you want me to do when you want me to do it, so that it can be effective.
And so this is Believe For It. It's a live album. I understand that this is your first ever solo live album. That's hard to believe.
I know. Yeah, I've thought about doing a live record off and on for years, but never took out the time to do it. I've always gone in the studio. And I love the studio because you can listen to it, go back in, make changes, you know.
Make your
edits,
Even though
my favorite thing is, of course, live audiences, because you get to interact with the audience. But recording, you know, because once you do the recording, it's out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Recording live is something I've always kind of said, I don't know.
Okay.
I wanted to do it, but I was like, I like being able to go in and change and fix. But it was time, because I wanted to create a worship experience that people would be able to embrace at their churches on Sunday morning. Their worship teams, their choirs could sing, and the best way to do that was to do it live.
Well, from what I've listened to, it is definitely a worship experience. It had me in my worship. So, so thank
Praise
you so
God.
Much for that. And that's, as the kids say, that's 100.
Praise God. That's awesome.
Now, the album is called Believe For It. Why did you give it that title? And then you got Never Lost, the single, and you're going to be releasing Believe For It, the single as well.
Well, Never Lost, you know, first of all, was a song that such a powerful message. And we always need to be reminded, but definitely during this pandemic and what everybody has faced, we have to be reminded that the God we serve has all power. And he has the perfect record. He's never lost and he never will lose. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And so this song encourages you to look up and to remember that the God we serve has everything you need and more for you to make it through the darkest times, the hardest times, the most painful times, if you just keep your hand in his, you know, because nothing took him by surprise. And so if he allowed us to go through this, that means he's already made a way of escape, you know. So for those people who have lost loved ones, those people who have lost their income, those people who are fighting for their health, I want them to look up and know that God loves them, they're not forgotten, and that he will come through for you. Just keep believing and knowing that he's never lost, you know? And Believe For It is the title of the record, because I really do pray that when people hear this record, they will begin to release their faith for the impossible. Gospel music is always on time, it's always relevant, but it's especially needed right now during these trying times. The pandemic, the political adversity and tension that we've experienced, the injustices that we've seen, we as the church, we have to understand that God is dependent on us to do what he's called us to do so that he can do what only he can do. You know, the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that he would hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. We have got to believe for healing for our land. We have to release our faith. Even if we say, you know what, I've been believing for this for a long time and I don't see this happening or this happening, we have to continue to do what people of God do, and that is look up and release our faith so that God can move. He only responds to our faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so we have to look up, speak to the mountain, do those things that God has called us to do so that he can do what we need him to do.
Yes, and we have to what? Believe for it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Cece, thank you so much for talking to me today. And we're looking forward to, folks out there, you can look forward to the album Believe For It. It's available on all digital platforms. But Cece, is there something special you want to add before we close out today about the album?
Well, first of all, I just want to encourage people to get it, to buy it for us. Somebody who's in need to be encouraged. But mainly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to all of the wonderful people who have supported my family and myself down through the years. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for buying my CDs and my music. Thank you for buying tickets to go to our concerts. I mean, I'm only here because of you. And I want to say thank you. And I just ask that they continue to pray for me, that I will please God and continue to do just what he's called me to do. So thank you again.
You're welcome. How do they connect with you on social media?
Social media, hey, Instagram, Cece Winans, Facebook, Twitter. I'm out there. I got my website, CeceWinans.com. And yeah, follow me. Please follow me so you can kind of keep up with what I'm doing, so you'll know how to pray for me. And just know that I'm believing for the best for all of God's people, that we would be unified and that we would continue to prosper in every way.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Cece Winans.
And audience, thank you once again for tuning in and getting inspired, uplifted, encouraged, and empowered by the testimonies and stories that we tell on this podcast. Make sure that you subscribe right now, like, and follow so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. And you are also welcome to download, and you can donate if you so choose to. We'd appreciate that, depending upon which platform you are listening to us on. Now, if you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on Twitter. That's at LINWOODS, Lynn Woods, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook, Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. CC Wines is going to take us on out today with Believe For It, the title song from her current chart-topping album. We're just going to get a little bit of it. You take care. God bless.